Sitting as a committee of the whole, the supervisors held a hearing on amendments to the proposed ordinance setting minimum requirements for the protection of human health and the environment for any proposal for new electric generation at the Potrero Power Plant in Southeast San Francisco. District 10 Supervisor Sophie Maxwell represents Southeast San Francisco. She also chairs the Board of Supervisors Public Health and Environment Committee. Maxwell opened the proceedings with a declaration against increased pollution.
Today we have before us legislation that is the starting point in our efforts to address an unfortunate situation, the possible siting of another fossil fuel plant in San Francisco and specifically in the southeast sector of this city. As we all know, these communities, Petrel Hill, Dog Patch, Bayview Hunters Point, already bear a disproportionate burden of toxins and pollutions. We have both existing power plants, the sewage plant, the heavy industry, and so on. And of course, we have the corresponding illnesses, the highest rates of asthma in the state, and the highest rates of cancer and other diseases related to environmental pollution. Environmental justice means something to me and to the people in my district. And I know this community stands with me when I say no project will be considered that results in an increase in pollution to our residents.
Ironically, Maxwell's amendments to the ordinance called for the shutting down of the Bayview Hunters Point power plant once the expansion of Potrero Hill is online. That's too long a wait for community activists who want Hunters Point shut down yesterday. And in the public comment period that followed Maxwell's opening remarks, nearly 20 people came out against another fossil fuel plant in southeast San Francisco. Mike Thomas of Communities for a Better Environment described the potential impact of Potrero Hill's expansion on its neighbors.
There's over 1,000 school children at three schools within a mile and a half of this power plant. 98% of those 1,000 kids are children of color. 32% of those families that go to those schools are Cal Work recipients. Almost 2 out of every 10 children in Bayview Hunters Point have asthma. At the April 24th hearing, the Department of Health, our own Department of Health, concluded that this plant would have significant impacts not only on Potrero Hill, but also residents of Bayview Hunters Point. There's over 80,000 people that live within 3 miles of this power plant, this proposed expansion. Our own city's planning department concluded that the south of Market has the greatest increase of new housing coming. Over 90 tons of dust and soot would be released for the next 40 years from this facility. And as folks has already talked about, we already have the sewage plant. We have 2 freeways in the neighborhood. We have trucks coming up and down 3rd Street constantly.
Against the backdrop of rolling blackouts and potential earthquakes, issues of environmental justice and public health are being pitted against the need for increased power generation. Lori Park, acting general manager of the municipally owned Hetch Hetchy Water and Power Agency, pointed out the flaws in San Francisco's electrical design.
The city's electric design leaves us susceptible to outages, and we recognize that if we were to lose the Martin substation or the San Mateo substation or anything in between, San Francisco would only be able to bring up as much load as it has generation. And as we look to the amount of generation that presently exists in San Francisco, the combined capacity of the existing Hunters Point power plant and the Petrel power plant is about 756 megawatts. However, of that amount, 200 megawatts attributable to Hunters Point 2 and 3 have not been in operation for over a year, and PG&E has indicated that it has no intention whatsoever of bringing them back online. So if you do the math, we have a serious problem.
Dave Hansel, an employee of Marant, the company that would build the Potrero Hill expansion, not surprisingly saw the project as a way of meeting both the city's power generation and environmental justice needs.
Hunters Point will be able to be shut down when suitable replacement generation is available. This new power plant that's being proposed certainly could be that new generation and allow Hunters Point to be shut down. Second point, current California blackout situation is certainly caused by not enough generation in California. This plant will certainly help address that. San Francisco is indeed at the end of a peninsula. All electrical generation, all electrical power coming into San Francisco comes up through the San Francisco Peninsula, along the corridor, right near the airport. Certainly having generation in San Francisco is an important part of our own reliability.
But Supervisor Tony Hall expressed concern that the new ordinance would somehow delay the shutdown of Hunters Point.
By voting for this ordinance, are we going to delay the closing of the Hunters Point plant? Can somebody answer me yes or no on that? Staff, just yes or no?
No, I don't think so.
No.
No.
Is there any other staff that might say yes? Mr. Lakey? Okay, thank you.
With that, Hall joined 9 other supervisors in voting for Maxwell's amendment, which tied the shutdown of Hunter's Point to the construction of the Potrero Hill expansion. Supervisor Gavin Newsom was absent. The supervisors also voted 10-0 to approve the ordinance, which requires approval of the Board of Supervisors for an agreement by city officials or departments for new electric generation in southeast San Francisco. The California Energy Commission, which issues site licenses, doesn't expect the Potrero Hill expansion to go online before November of 2003. So the bottom line is that the residents of southeast San Francisco should not hold their breath waiting for the obsolete Hunter's Point plant to be shut down. For KPFA News, I'm Kelly O'Ramaris in San Francisco.